Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you with us tonight. We've got a good message for you. We're going into part four. This is the concluding of the series, End Time Deceptions. This is the final part. If you'd like to have the whole 4 hours of the teaching in End Time Delusions, you can order End Time Delusions from the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy here. And we'd be glad to get it out to you. Praise Yahweh. We know that we're in the last days. Every indication, the appointed times are here. Notice Daniel 8:17. So the angel came near where I stood and he said, as I fell upon my face, understand, O son of man, for at the time of end shall be the vision. So there is a vision imparting, not just to Daniel. Daniel was to impart the vision into the book of Revelations. We're going into some of the aspects of end time delusions, and we're going to look at truth. John 17:17. The Bible says in Daniel 8:19, and behold, I will make you know what shall be in the last end of the indignation, for at the time appointed the end shall be. I will make you know at the end. Follow to the end the book of Revelations, which was not written at the time that Daniel got these revelations, Daniel 11:27, for both these kings' hearts shall do mischief. Well, we've got mischief going on in the world, but it shall not prosper as they speak lies, for at the end it shall be the time appointed. So we've got many directional scriptures that tells us that the time is appointed. It's gonna end, ladies and gentlemen. Can you comprehend what I'm saying? At that time, whatever you're doing will seem so insignificant, meaningless, purposeless. If you haven't chosen those things which are eternal, everlasting, as we said last weekend, standing on the edge of eternity, we've got to give an account. And the Bible said we are scarcely saved. We're not going to be a shoe-in, that's for sure. The Bible said to make your election and calling sure. So whatever you're found doing, remember, blessed is he that I find watching when I come. He could come for you tonight. He could come for me tonight. He could come for anyone tonight, and that would be your end. But it would actually be the beginning of eternity. Now, where and how and when is the question that we're going to look at tonight in the word truth. Now, look at Daniel Chapter 11, verse 40. At the time of the end, at the time of the end. Look at Daniel 12:4. But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Even to the time of the end shall many run to and fro, and much knowledge shall be increased. Go your way, Daniel, verse 9. Go your way, for the words are closed and sealed till the time of the end. Somebody is going to unveil the end times. Well, But some of the signs of the end times is great delusions. We're going to get into that, those that really don't know what end time delusions is all about. Well, you can rest assured that the end time delusions are real. People running to and fro, much knowledge being increased. It just seems like that the world has got so religious here all of a sudden. That's part of the end time delusions. Many will say in the end time, delusionary times, Lord, we're doing this, and Lord, we're doing that, and they'll make a fair show in the flesh. They'll compass land and see to what to make one proselyte, and when they make him twofold more the child of hell than to begin with. So what do we got to do here? Does Yahweh have strict requirements? More so than just believing and obeying the truth? I mean, does he want something beyond obeying the truth? You know, if you spell truth backwards and leave out the first T as you spell it backwards, it spells hurt. I thought that was sort of ironic, that truth does hurt. It hurts the pocketbook. It hurts the prestige. It hurts your honor. You know, truth will sometimes dishonor you because you've got to be companions of them that are likewise dishonored. See, truth is not popular. You have to stand alone sometimes when you stand for truth. Are you willing with the strict requirements? You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I didn't know that they were strict requirements on joining the church. There's not. I mean, they make it so inclusive for you. They don't exclude nobody that they can chase, drag, urge, or pull on to the church parking lot, especially if you've got a pocketbook. That's basically what they're interested in, numbers and tithing. Pay and pray, prospering ministries are springing up all over the world. Big, I'm talking about big time. We're talking about billions of dollars. We're talking about ambitious building programs, millions and millions and millions and millions, just in building projects. And that's just one church, 30 to 40,000 members, very convenient, having all of the luxury items that you would so desire to make it very convenient for you to attend the church of your choice. You don't have a choice. Truth is exclusionary. It will exclude you if you do not measure up to its requirements. Yes, Almighty, the Eternal One, has stricter requirements than just believing and obeying the truth. You also have to love the truth, and refusing to do so will cost you your eternal life. And you can bank on that. If you are not willing to set aside everything in your life for the sole purpose of obtaining, maintaining, obeying, and following, and teaching the truth. You see, you're responsible after you know the truth. It would have been better for you to not know the truth than to know the truth and not obey the truth. So truth is only the first segment of introduction. You must put on the whole armor, the Bible said. Most Christians are dressed up on Sunday in armor, but they pull their armor off on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Well, we're gearing up for the biggest religious Christian holiday of the season. 'Tis the season to be jolly. We need to send gifts one to another. Is that a biblical practice in the Bible? No, it's strictly forbidden in the Bible to decorate a tree and put ornaments on it. Jeremiah chapter 10. you can read it for yourself in the book of Jeremiah chapter 10, that these are the pagans. They were doing it back then, but it was not biblical. So then there's a lot of truth to follow rather than tradition. Tradition will get you in deep trouble. Oh, it has a way of seeming right. It has a way of joining the elite or the many. Broad is the way, wide is the gate, and many there be that go their own. But straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find the truth. What is truth? The Bible spells it out with deadly consequences of not loving the truth, obeying and believing what your book says, even if it contradicts some authority saying otherwise. And that's where you get into tradition and the things that seem right. Oh, yes, we've settled in the last days, the end-time deceptions, where that the end-time deceptors are working miracles and signs and wonders under the power of the beast of Christianity could be included in that. I hate to say this because there's good people in all different segments of walk of Christianity trying to get the truth. But they'll never hear the truth until they come out of her. What is her? This religious system that is dogmatic for tradition and the things that have traditionally become seen that God loves everybody and we're just one big old happy Christian family. Glory to God. And the other faith need not to worry because God loves them too. And so as we style and profile and put up the biggest church numbers in the city, we make a name for ourselves and certain individuals become famous. Listen to what Philippians chapter 2:12 says. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not only as you have obeyed in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, you must work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Does the churches tell you that? Ah, they've worked it out for you. You don't have to worry. They've got a rapture bus waiting on you. Is it a rapture bus or a capture bus? What chariot are you going to ride out on? Oh, Pastor Buddy, he's coming back as a thief in the night, and we're going to be raptured out. And then you wicked people, you especially, Pastor Buddy, that teach against all these things that we teach, you are going to have to go through a tribulation down here, and then you're going to have to repent. Oh, really? Well, you know, we've covered this rapture series, first 3 hours in the rapture. We've covered it very well, so if you'd like to know what I believe about the rapture, you need to get this series. And if you're on our regular mailing monthly mailing list, you will get them. We'll send them out to you sooner or later. Look at this. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. Don't hold to that which is tradition, that which is seeming right, that which is mass approved. It's got its blessings. Go the other way. Go against the grain. Walk alone if you have to, but hunt the truth. What is truth, Pilate said. John 17:17. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The truth is something that is very hard to handle. There is a cost behind truth. The Father has purposely to prove you, to try you, to see if you would walk alone. That's why that He made His way a narrow way, that He made His way a strange way, that He made His way a way that didn't seem right. Because there is a way that seems right. It's the broad way. Well, that's the easy way. That's the road that the typical church is on today because they are not willing to pay the price to wear the crown. Remember, I said if you spell truth backwards and take out the first T, there's two T's in truth. Take out one of them, the first one after you spell it backwards, and you got hurt, baby. Hurt. The truth hurts. It may separate yourself from your family. Oh, you say now, Pastor Buddy, you know that God would not expect me to give up my family. He that loveth house, wife, children, mother, daddy, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, more than he loves me is not worthy of me, is what the Bible says. And do you believe that he came to bring peace? He only come to bring peace to the individual that will suffer for the truth. Yes, there's a certain peace in serving him in truth. Because you know that if your ways are pleasing to him, you will suffer persecution. And by doing so, you know you're doing something to be hated for and despised for and to cast out for, that you now are no longer with the herd. You ain't running with the herd no more. But the herd thinks you're strange. Actually, the herd thinks that you're odd. Actually, the herd thinks that you are stupid. And in a way, you are. Would you assume that Moses was stupid? I'd be the first one to say that that man was absolutely out of his gourd, as we say down here in the South. He had flipped his gourd when he forsook the pleasures of Egypt and the riches to follow the truth that separated him with a little group of people called Israel, which he became responsible for 40 years. It took him 80 years, 40 years to train and 40 to lead them. After his 40 years in Egypt, he learned the ways of Egypt. He got used to being the Pharaoh's good boy. I mean, he was in line to be a Pharaoh. Moses was. He was ready to assume the total command of the nation of Egypt, a great nation. That was wrong. And so the Bible said he forsook the pleasures of sin for a season to suffer a long time to get where he got. And he got him a place in heaven because he kept the faith. He was resurrected in the 17th chapter of the book of Matthew. And then Satan argued with the angels over his body. That's how important this man Moses was. Ladies and gentlemen, are you important? Are you making your place? Are you receiving the mark of the name of Yahweh in your forehead? Are you committing to the mark in your hand by supporting it with your tithes and offerings? Are you going to help push the truth to the very limit of its existence, which is heaven high? Or are you unwilling to suffer or to spell it backwards and hurt? Are you too much in love with your wife or your family or your car or your business or the things that you hold dear to your heart and sacred that you'd have to give up if you was to even believe anything that Pastor Buddy's teaching and doctrine? That is, you got to repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh. You got to come out from among the denominational system to get this truth. It hurts. Truth hurts. Prove all things, Thessalonians 5:21 says. Hold fast to that which is good. Now, that's it. And the two verses that I just read you, to work out your salvation with fear and trembling in Philippians 2:12. This is indicating that you must direct your life toward keeping your nose in the good book until you can read your way clear. Now, what does it take, Pastor Buddy, to get breakthrough the end time revelations to overcome the end time delusions? Now, remember, Daniel said that the angel told Daniel that the prophecies that he was going to give him would be sealed up until the time of the end, which is the book of Revelations, to where Yahweh now is bringing on prophets to reveal the true bloodline of the Messiah. He was not a Jew. He was an Ephraimite from the tribe of Joseph with the birthright privileges. His name was not Jesus or Jesus. And you see, when I tell people that his name was never Jesus, I lose 99% of my Broadway audience. But see, I'm not appealing or preaching or ministering to Broadway. I am crying out as the lone minister on WWCR 5070 around the world with the revelation that his name is above every name and that salvation is only in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. With the five signs following the believer and the nine spiritual gifts becoming acceptable then to those who have sold their possessions and give them to the poor and took up their cross, in other words, the cross daily, crossing out everything that is not like the Creator, the Messiah. For what he had you stand for, as what he had Moses to stand for, was not what Egypt stood for, because Egypt, the darkness represented by darkness and difference and opposing views, is the Broadway. Remember Pharaoh and his army? He said, you'll see their face no more. Did you know that the time is coming when the wicked, you will see their face no more? There's going to come a time of eternal separation. Are you going to worry about mother then, or daddy that would not walk in the narrow way, but chose to stay in the broad way? What about wife? Well, what about husband? What about your daughter or your son? What about your nieces and things of this nature, your grandchildren? Oh, I know by flesh, by nature, we love those that are in our bloodline. But you've got to have to get a love broader than just loving those that love you. If you love only those that love you, what things have you got coming? A sinner can do that. You're going to have to overcome flesh. Then you will be born from, not from below, or again, as it says in the third chapter of the book of John, but be born from above into a royal kingdom family that you would put over your own flesh and blood. You say, oh, I'll never, if that's what it takes, glory to God, I'll never do that. God would not expect us to deny our own flesh and blood. And yet again, I quote this scripture of truth, spelled backwards is hurt. You are going to go through some tribulation times, for they that live godly in the Messiah, Yahweh Shua, will suffer persecution guaranteed. And you see, my message is not appealing to the Broadway. So my message is not for Broadway. I lose 99% right off the bat when I tell the truth. It hurts. I'd rather have that 99% captive and sending me tithes and offering and making me a big preacher where I can build a big building and tear it down and build it bigger and tear it down and build it bigger until I'm consumed with the world and its traditions and the things of the world. For he that loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So therefore, I cannot love the broad way. I must love the narrow way. And truth is a separator. I know how it hurts. I know. I've been there. In revivals, I'm not invited to the local churches here in my community. I'm a good man. I've lived here for almost 60 years in this community where I'm at. Good man. I don't drink and gamble and chew and do all those things that Christians want to do. I don't do none of that. I'm a good man. Everybody says, oh, yeah, he's a good man, but well, he's got some strange beliefs. You see, they'll separate you from the truth. Now, you got to get into in-depth Bible study, proving or disproving what you have to do. And instead of just showing up in the weekly services to be spoon-fed without paying any further attention to the book itself, in other words, keep it closed, let the preacher, he's done got a format, he's done got an agenda, and you don't want to interrupt that. There's no place in the service for you to stand up and ask the question. Now, we might, on Wednesday night Bible study, when we've segregated, you know, the adults to the adults and all this stuff, this is absolutely tradition at its worst. in its best way. It seems that. But ladies and gentlemen, truth is to be honored wherever you hear truth. And do you have the intestinal fortitude? Do you have the backbone? Do you have the courage? Do you have the ability to walk away from the tradition, to walk away from that seems right, and get into the way that seems wrong but is right, which is the now way that is hated and despised even of the elite of the earth who have chosen the broad way? And oh, they've got good names. They drive big, fine automobiles. They have rings. They have doctors and degrees and things of this nature that they've went to the cemeteries or the seminaries, and they've learned to preach. And they've learned to spellbound the audience. It's end-time delusions. Prove all things. Now, let's look at the subject of delusion. Did you know that delusion is only mentioned twice in the Bible? And you'll see something very strange. It's mentioned once in the New Testament, in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 11, and once in the Old Testament of Isaiah 66, 4, where it is plural as delusions. Only twice. The word delusion or delusions is mentioned only twice in the Bible, once in the New, and also as a confirmation that there be delusions in both the Old and the New. And these who produce the delusions are those that the Father warned us about, the Pharisees in the Old and the false prophets that are like the foxes on the desert in the New. Delusions. Now, let me give you the word delusion in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 10. With all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember the Broadway, according to this, is the way of them that perish. Now, let's look at the word perish. Strong's number 622. Take a note. Turn there and read it. And if you look up the word perish, which is a strong, very strong perish, them that will deceived with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that would perish because they receive not the love of the truth. Remember I said, spell it backwards. H-U-R-T. By leaving out the first T as you go backwards. There's two T's in truth. T-R-U-T-H. H-T-U-R-T. Leave out the first T going the other way, and you've got the message there. Truth hurts. My. Strong's number 622, meaning to totally and fully destroy. Them that perish are going to be totally and fully destroyed. Remember, the Bible says in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation, he's coming back to destroy them that destroy the earth. That's the one that's going to perish. And if you're deceived in the broad way with them, I'm telling you, this is the cry of the prophet of the last days, who is not caring for the 99% of the Broadway people, but only 1% of the narrow, the straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and a few that they define it. I'm appealing to the few who love the truth because it hurts. Make it hurt so good. Because truth is good to them that will accept truth, but truth has a price. It could come down to not only your house, your land, your wife, your children, but your own self. And if you don't love Yahweh willing and good enough to sacrifice all of the above that I have just mentioned, you're not worthy of it. And remember, the Bible said you cannot serve two masters. You say, well, buddy, you preach so hard and so demanding. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Now, what if I was to say, oh, you don't have to really be that dogmatic about it. You know, it's just a joke anyway. It's not real. You know, and it's just like, in the end, we all win. God loves everybody. Nobody's going to hell. Missionary work or your testimony work in the neighborhood. As you drive around in a nice car and you belong to the first this one or second that one. And you got a demonstrable place for them to come to. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have a place for you to come to. If I win you over, what am I going to do with you? I don't have a building for you. You are the building. I'm not trying to win you over to join my more brick and mortar place. I don't have that. I'm trying to win you over in your own building. You are the building of God. You are the tabernacle that must make it right, that must put on the whole armor, that must present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is a willing service. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm warning the few, not the many now. I know I'm losing the many, but I'm appealing to the few, the sincere. I had a couple of folks that called me last weekend. And especially this one brother that called me up, and well, both of them said the same thing, but I was taken by what the brother that lives up in the great state of Maryland. He told me, he said, Pastor Buddy, I don't feel worthy. I just don't believe that I'm doing enough to stand before him eternally. And I said, well, let me tell you something. That is the beginning of knowledge, that if we fear him, and the Bible said Noah feared and moved by fear. If you fear the Father, that's not meaning you run and hide from him like most of the Broadway people do. They're going to run to the rocks and the mountains in the day when they are discovered. Revelation 20:12, and I saw the dead small and great stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of things which were written in the books according to their own works. And I remember my good brother out in California had this brother that at that time lived out in the great state of Oregon. And he called me up and he said he needed to get baptized. And I was telling him about my friend in California, which is just the next state over, although it was quite a distance. This brother rode a motorcycle in the rain for his reindeer. This is the brother that said, I just don't know where I'm going to make it or not. I just don't know where I love him enough. I don't know where I've done enough for him. This is the man that moved by fear to ride through a rainstorm. Come into Porterville, California to be baptized by one of our brothers there in the mission fields of California. See, California's not all bad. There's a few good people there. But just like Sodom and Gomorrah, there were many. There was a few good people left in Sodom and Gomorrah, and the Father got them out of there. The Bible said Yahweh knows how to deliver the just from the wrath to come, getting you ready and having you to learn to escape the end time delusions that are coming up on all the world and would deceive, as it says in 2 Thessalonians 2:10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And that's why that my message goes over like a lead balloon in the Broadway. Do you hear from all these Broadway people? The only thing I get is rocks thrown at me. People call me up and curse me and vilify me and crucify me. Don't even know me. But they can't stand this message. This message is too strong. You're talking about our denomination. I'm not talking about denominations. I have nothing against denominations. The only thing they have in denomination is fives, tens, twenties, fifties, hundreds, and thousands, and ten thousands, and hundred thousands, and millions. That's their denominational inspiration. Big denominations. Bills of denomination. Gain, thinking that gain is godless, withdraw yourself from that type of organization. Oh, we got the biggest church in town. We got the largest kitchen in town. We got the largest basketball court in town. We got the largest baptismary in town. What happens to rivers? I've never baptized nobody in a baptismary. The convenience of a baptismary inside a church would, to me, would be lackadaisical to the lazy. I've gone at the midnight hour and broke hole in rivers and jumped up and down on the ice that it froze over on the rivers and broke through and sunk down into the cold water and baptized people in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sin. That's the few. But I'm willing to do that because I'm called to preach the gospel, to be instant in season and out, and to reprove. Oh, that word, reprove and rebuke. Everybody thinks I'm a mad preacher. I'm the happiest preacher. If you know me, you'll know that I am a happy person. Joyful. Full of praise. I'm full of admiration for my Creator, Yahweh, and them that love Him. I especially admire those that sacrifice to serve Him. I know what the difference is. If you're not willing to sacrifice and to put on the whole armor, you ain't going nowhere, no way. You can rest assured because it's going to get rougher from here on in. It ain't going to get any easier for you, so it's better that you get on board now and learn some disciplines and learn how to present yourself a living sacrifice before you totally perish in the deceivableness of man. Because, you know what the word saved, what's the word saved? Let me give you a definition. Strong's number 4982. Strong's number 4982, meaning to deliver or protect. That's what saving is, deliver or protect. You see, the fire can't burn it. The wind can't blow it away. The sword can't kill it. It is truth that will prevail. It is a truth that will make you free. Once you have got the truth, how can you turn from the truth back to delusions and a semite way on the broad way that leadeth to death and destruction and them that perish or are totally destroyed? Well, I'll tell you why. That you will see more people in the narrow way. Let me give you what the Bible says. Now, this is going to sound strange to some, but not to them that's been on the way. Them that know the Father knows what I'm talking about. Them that have sacrificed. I got a letter from a brother this week out of Oklahoma, and he said, Pastor, send me some tithes. Bless his heart. Bless their family. Got a large family. He said, Pastor, buddy, this is a sacrifice. And I'm talking about a supreme sacrifice because of their earnings is meager. And they sent an offering of love and encouragement. And you know, when I receive those letters from those few, that my heart, I pray over every letter. I take the letters that I get once a month and I burn them and a sacrificial offering to the Father, along with their letters of request, and offer them up by anointing them, and offer them up to the Father through the transference of the fourth and fifth dimension transference of fire, because our God is a consuming fire, and it is the greatest element of mystery on the planet, and that's fire. Once it's offered up in fire, and a holy ritual sacrifice. Remember the Bible said, present yourself a living sacrifice. You know what Abraham done? You know what Isaac done? You know what Jacob done? The Bible says that they worshiped into their old age, leaning on their staff, and they preached when they didn't feel like it. They prophesied because, see, the anointing will come upon you. You'll feel a power surge that wasn't there. When you make the supreme, ultimate sacrifice, when you don't feel like it, go and he'll go with you. That's when you're rewarded the most, is when you try your hardest. And it's the greatest sacrifice. Men and women all over the country, the few, that's helping Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack and myself and many of these brothers and sisters are sacrificing to help us. We need your help to help us preach the gospel and to break through these delusions, meaning fraudulence, deceit, delusion, and error. That's Strong's number, 4106, delusion. Remember this, 2 Thessalonians 2:11, and for this cause, now what cause will God send a strong delusion to them that believe lies, that are on the broadway and the wide gate? It's because they did not love the truth. Now, you truth lover, truth is something when it comes out, when it's spelled out, like the name of Yahweh versus the name of Jesus. Folks, there's no comparison when you call on the name of Yahweh and you call on the name of Jesus. The sound of Yah, how it rings in the heavens, in the vibratory rate. If you don't believe this, get you a stethoscope and hook this stethoscope on your ears and place it over your heart and breathe in and breathe out. And you'll see exactly the demonstration of the energy of vibration as the name itself will automatically sound in your breathing. You know what the Bible says? He's closer than the breath you breathe. And he's not far from any of us. So the neshama, or the breath of life, people who are willing to demonstrate his name in their very breath, that will praise him from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, and avoid the strong delusions. Now, let me give you this again. I want to emphasize this tonight. 2 Thessalonians 2:11, and for this cause, God, the Eternal One, shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie and be damned who hold up the truth. Hold it up to keep it from being dragged in the mud. Now, let me show you what send is. Send them. Send is Strong's number, 3992, means to dispatch. So from the throne of heaven, there will be a dispatch sent to those in the Broadway who do not love the truth and who believe a lie, or believe a seem right way, other than the sacrifice of the truth. And for the cause that the truth demands, meaning sacrifice, separate you from the Broadway, meaning to dispatch. Strong's number send is 3992, to dispatch. Delusion is Strong's 4106, meaning fraudulence, deceit, delusion, or extreme error. Believe is Strong's number 4100, meaning to have faith in, upon, or respect to a person or a thing or a dogma. Believe that they should believe a lie, to have faith in, or to respect the person that's given them the lie. The Bible said they'll go forth deceiving and being deceived. That means that the very person that's deceiving the many, the few are deceived themselves before they can go out to deceive. They have to be deceived themselves. Now, lie. Let's cover lie. Lie is Strong's number 5579, meaning a falsehood. Lie. Strong's number 5579, meaning falsehood. So, send them a strong delusion to believe a lie. And I've just given you the Strong's references. meaning to dispatch and to receive fraudulent deceit, delusion, and error, and to have faith in, upon, or respect to the personal thing or dogma, and to be in complete falsehood. What is truth? And you know what the Messiah done when Pilate asked the question in John 17:17? He opened not his mouth. Did he send Pilate a strong delusion? Was the very people that intended to kill him and bring his blood upon themselves, were they sent a strong delusion to believe a lie because they loved not the truth? He said, if you'd have believed the Father, and they talked about they believed God, he said, if you'd believe God, you'd believe me. And yet the message he had for him was located in John 8:44-45. Turn there if you will. Your father is a liar, and they that believe a lie in delusion, fraudulence, deceit, error, in dogma, in a person and thing, that love lies, these are the people that walk in the Broadway, that they might all be damned. 2 Thessalonians 2:12, that they all might be damned. And damned is Strong's number 2919, means to distinguish, that is, decide mentally or judicially by implication, to try to condemn and to punish, to be damned, that he will distinguish you for this purpose, to condemn you and punish you because you love not the truth. Pleasure is Strong's number 2106, meaning to think well of, that is, approve or act specifically to approbate a person or thing, and in verse 12 of Then Give You, where it shows the end result of not loving and believing the truth, believing what man says instead of what God says in his Bible. Remember, the books are going to be open. And another book, which is the Book of Life. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I love you tonight, or I wouldn't preach you the truth. I'm just a poor country preacher that was called over 50 years ago into the ministry. I've labored for over 50 years in the ministry. And I'm preaching it tonight with all my heart and all my soul and all my strength. I labor for a home or for a city. As Abraham sought the one to come, I'm still seeking it. And I hope and trust that I've said something that will cause you to know that the truth is forever settled and nothing can be added to it and nothing changed. If you'd like to write me tonight, I want to give you my mailing address. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now let me spell New Tazewell for you. That's NEWTAZE. WELL, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now you can call me. We're live tonight. This is the 5th day of December. And we're live on worldwide radio, WWCR, the mighty voice that goes around the world. This is the premier flagship of shortwave. There's none any greater than WWCR, located in Nashville, Tennessee. It is a mighty awesome media that can send the shepherd's call voice of truth around the world. And we hope that we're not going there in vain. We hope and trust to hear from you. We need you signed on to support us. We'll do everything in our power to bring you up to date with truth. We've got a lot of truth that cannot be shared live on radio. We just don't have the time or the resources to do that. But if you will call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172, and talk to Pastor Buddy. Just call me up and talk to me tonight. I'd like to get your letter in the mail. But if you'd like to call me, line's busy, please call back. We only have one phone line coming into the studios here where we're broadcasting live tonight on the 5th day of December. So if you'd like to talk to me, I would love to talk to you. If you're a first-time caller, I'd love to talk to you. If you're a thousand-time caller, I'd still love to talk to you. People think I get tired of talking. This is my job. This is what I'm called to do. And I have so few that wants to talk the talk and walk the walk. That's why we preach truth. We preach separation. We don't preach the world or the things of the world. For he that loved the world loved the Father's not in him. We teach that truth will separate you from the world and get you out of Broadway and get you onto the little country road, that little narrow way where everybody will thumb their noses at you, will despise you, will cast you down, will forsake you, and think that you're stupid for not going with the crowd. And probably you will be. It's not a bed of roses, ladies and gentlemen, when you separate yourself from the world. You voluntarily, like Moses did, Moses volunteered to suffer with the righteous, and he forsook the pleasures of Egypt. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to come out from among the Broadway people and get in the little country way? Well, if you are, just write or call me tonight. That's a Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Or if you would like to email me, that's buddy1@centurytale.net. That's buddy1@centurytale.net. Now, if you'd like to call Dr. Gary, they got products to offer. If you would like to purchase products or pledge support, I would appreciate it if you'd call Dr. Gary in the office hours Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Toll free, 1-877-289-7439. Or Dr. Jack, 1-888-281-7320. I'd like to give you a little music, praise Yahweh, that I love. This little song is fitting right in perfect tonight, praise Yahweh. And so if you'd like to listen to a little bit of a song, we're just going to give you a little verse of song here.
We've got one religious thought. We've got to do everything that he always said. We've got one religious thought. Not saying without virtue. To be a thought. Or his word, it is the truth of Yahweh. Those who haven't heard, the speeches can't be spared. And what we're supposed to do, we've got to set examples. We've got to walk, we can't just stop. We've got to do everything that Yahweh said. We got a lot. We can't just stop. I say, stop. We can't just stop. We we gotta do everything that Yahweh said. We gotta walk, we can't just talk, how can we live without persistence? We gotta walk, we can't just talk, we gotta do everything that Yahweh said. We gotta walk, we can't just talk, how can we live without persistence?
Well, it's been good to be with you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. One more time, if you'd like to write me before we go off the air tonight and get my address, that's Pastor Buddy, The Shepherd's Call, Post Office Box 2284, Utahswell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, have the area code 423-626-2172. We'll see you on down the line on the Shepherd's Call next Sunday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Worldwide WWCR.
I grew up, I see y'all. And I see, hallelujah. I praise Yahweh and Yahshua. When I call on my Father, yeah. I thank Him for blessing, yeah.